More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Every year, dozens of deer and other animals are hit by cars on Highway 21 between Lucky Peak and Idaho City. And as the wildlife tries to get from one side of the busy highway to the other, animals die, people are injured, sometimes even killed, and drivers face thousands of dollars in damages to their vehicles. So in an effort to slow all of this down, the Idaho Transportation Department built an underpass back in 2010 to funnel mule deer, elk, as well as other animals safely under the highway. 6 months after it was completed, the number of deer hit by cars dropped dramatically. Well, now officials are preparing to build a second tunnel, this time a wildlife overpass, a mile away to save more animals and drivers from collisions. So joining us today to talk more about this are environmental planner Scott Rudell and Brian Rick, District 3 Public Information Officer of the Idaho Transportation Department. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
So let's start with the problem. So before 2010, statistics show that up to 200 deer and elk a year were getting hit by cars on this stretch of Highway 21. So, Scott, why do the animals actually want to cross the road right in that area?
This location is a migration corridor for both mule deer and elk between summer and winter ranges, and the area around the underpass just happens to be the Boise River Wildlife Management Area, and so it has ramifications relative to their home range and winter range where they wintered from basically fall, winter, and spring.
So in 2010, ITD built that underpass along the road, as I mentioned. Can you explain exactly where it is and what the underpass looks like?
Yeah, it's at milepost 18.2 on State Highway 21, so approximately a mile north of the Morse Creek High Bridge.
Since, in your opinion, the animals have been using this underpass, has it really made a significant difference over the years?
Well, the short answer is yes. You know, the 5 years after that location, there was no incidences reported in the state web cars data. So that showed a reduction in reported crashes.
So now my understanding, Scott, is you're planning to build an overpass. So this would go like over the highway. Where will that go exactly? And what is the goal of the overpass?
The location of the wildlife overpass will be at milepost 19.32, which is about a mile north of the underpass on State Highway 21. The goal is the same as the previous one, which was to reduce wildlife vehicle collisions between mule deer, elk, and other wildlife. At this location, there's a higher propensity for elk to want to cross. Mule deer cross very high numbers at this location as well, but elk actually cross at this location at a higher propensity than where the underpass was. And that's just a difference in animal behavior, you know, their preference. And you have to imagine, you know, an 1,100 to 1,200-pound animal potentially crossing in front of you in the middle of the night where there's poor visibility due to the windiness of mountainous highways, you know, the road cuts and the guardrail that kind of protects people from rockfall mitigation from the road cuts. And then just that limited visibility of all the combination of those factors combined also with weather conditions that can sometimes increase or decrease visibility that you can, you know, having an 1,100-pound animal crossing in front of you is a dangerous situation that can create a potential incident. It's a mobility issue for both the driver and the animal. And so we're trying to protect health and welfare of both motorists and passengers and wildlife in general.
Those are great points. I mean, because I think that's the thing too, right? This isn't just about protecting wildlife, which is extremely important. But, you know, if someone's vehicle hits one of these animals, Scott, I mean, it's not always only, oh, you've damaged your vehicle very badly. I mean, people have been, as we mentioned, they've been hurt, they've been killed. If an animal, you know, God forbid, maybe goes through your windshield or something like that.
And that's exactly right. You know, the speed zone in that area is 55 miles per hour. You do not have time to necessarily react when an animal is crossing in front of the highway, and especially in areas where you have a higher propensity due to migration or the fact that they're moving back and forth during their winter range where the green up is. And then at night, there's in winter, you know, there's less daylight hours. And so those time frames of, you know, 4 to 7, 8 o'clock, it's dark many times in December, January, already by 4:35 when people are coming home from work. So that's a very dangerous situation that puts their health and welfare from an injury standpoint, to a property damage standpoint, and even to their own livelihoods, their lives, in a dangerous situation.
Okay. And then how long will it take to build? And then how, I'm assuming construction might impact traffic at some points?
We are looking at a completion period in October of this year. Construction has already started. Some people might actually be seeing some activity taking place. You're looking at reduced speeds, and then there'll be one lane in each direction through the construction zone that will be diverted to a temporary bypass road that is fully passable by most vehicles. There will be periodic lane closures that will be in effect only when needed. Mm-hmm. So, of course, this will take place over the next several months. We ask that motorists be patient, be careful, safe following distance, and, of course, avoid distracted driving under any circumstances, really, in any type of road, especially at night with limited visibility.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your day to talk with us about this and get us updated on all of this. It's good information to have. We've been talking with environmental planner Scott Rudell and Brian Rick, District 3 Public Information Officer for the Idaho Transportation Department. We've been discussing a new wildlife overpass that's being built right now on Highway 21. The goal is to save deer and elk as they cross the road, but also to keep drivers safe as well. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. A mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.